Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The Ag Secretary recently told lawmakers of the latest efforts to build up the resiliency of the nation's meat and poultry supply chain. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
A series of recent announcements focused on the Agriculture Department's latest efforts to strengthen and make more resilient our nation's meat and poultry processing supply chain. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack discussed these efforts during a recent Senate Agriculture Committee hearing. Among those, proposed rules under the Packers and Stockyards Act designed to protect poultry growers from unfair and anti-competitive practices in their industry.
The first is an effort to try to create greater transparency between integrators and producers, providing additional information to the producer before they enter into contracts. And it's really designed to help producers be able to better value the costs and risks that they're taking in entering into a contract with an integrator.
In addition,
we also have provided additional disclosures concerning the inputs that a farmer is receiving, both at the time of placement and at the time of settlement. We want the farmer to be able to understand the breed, the facility that was breeding the stock that they're being provided, the sex, the flock age, health issues that may have cropped up.
The proposed rulemaking is currently under a 60-day public comment period.
We believe from our analysis that the benefits of transparency and additional disclosure exceed the costs.
A second announcement centered on expansion of meat and poultry processing capacity.
We're announcing a $200 million effort to try to help existing meat and poultry facilities. It's an intermediary loan program. It's going to provide grants to co-ops, other nonprofit organizations, public agencies to create revolving loan funds to assist and help those facilities to remain in business.
The Rural Development Mission Area will oversee this grant program. Secretary Vilsack also discussed workforce training investments in the meat and poultry processing sector.
We're announcing as well a $25 million effort to try to expand workforce through our NIFA programs.
Two National Institute of Food and Agriculture programs will develop training and educational materials for place-based needs with a focus on small and medium-sized farmers and ranchers. While additional funding will support qualified community and technical colleges to support meat and poultry processing workforce development programs. One other announcement from the Secretary, the release of
a study that was done on competition
in the ag sector, including meat and poultry markets. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.